Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that's been going viral, I don't know if you guys have seen this, was John F. Kennedy's report card prior to going and applying to Harvard and Princeton. And actually, John F. Kennedy went to both. He went to Princeton and then he later transferred to Harvard. And you would think to get into Harvard and to get into Princeton, you had to have straight A's. He didn't. His grades were pretty unimpressive. I'm impressed that despite all his medical issues and despite his grades, he still got through. I understand he came from a very, very powerful family. But I'm impressed. It's fascinating to me that you could get into Harvard and Princeton without being straight A's. And so the John F. Kennedy Museum, Presidential Library Museum, has an enormous amount of archives. And so you could actually search his report cards. You could search. It's really fascinating to me. But what's also fascinating is the applications to get into Princeton and Harvard. They're kind of easy in terms of some of the questions they asked. So I'm looking at one of his report cards from the Choate School. Apparently this was a real, real high-up school that he had gone to when he lived in Bronxville, New York. And this is dated July 17th, 1935. It was approved May 8th, 1935. And his scores in English ranged from 71% to 81%. So he did okay in English. Latin, about 62 to 69%. So he got a D in Latin. In terms of French, he ranged in the 60s. Algebra, he got a 65 and a 71 on two different quarters. His math was okay. I think in geometry, he got a 73. His overall score was 68%. Apparently his senior year in high school, 68%. Yep, he got to Princeton. Now, how did he get into Princeton? What did that application look like? And again, I just find this fascinating. So you had to write an essay. Most applications had an essay. They still do, by the way. Princeton still, I believe, has an essay. And they say, give below a complete statement as possible of the reasons that led you to select Princeton as your college. And state what special advantages you expect to gain from a course at Princeton. Now, I can't read the whole thing. I think it says, my desire to come to Princeton is prompted by a number of reasons. I feel that it can give me a better background and training than any other university. I hope Harvard didn't see this. And can give me a true liberal education. Ever since I entered school, I have had the ambition to enter Princeton, and I sincerely hope, I can reach my goal. His handwriting was very nice. It's very interesting. He had really good handwriting. He said, then too, I feel the environment of Princeton is second to none and cannot but help having a good effect on me. Again, this isn't something that you would think would be, you know, nowadays you think, you know, well, you know, cross and analyzing the statistical significance of, you know, the new environment. I mean, now you have to just be putting in all these big fancy words. And then he goes, to be a Princeton man is indeed an invisible distinction, inevitable distinction. I don't know. I can't read his writing. That's pretty succinct. And he wrote with nice big fluid lettering. So, you know, you didn't type, you didn't have word processing, and then you signed it. He signed it March 8th, 1935. With his Harvard application, I think it's a little hard to read, but, you know, yeah, he probably wrote, that's what you do, by the way, whenever you apply to college, you know, you always want to say that's the one you want to be, you want to go to. Why do you wish to come to Harvard? The committee will expect a careful answer to this question. Okay, I mean, I would have probably said, well, because it's Harvard. Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, who wouldn't? But he has, the reasons that I have for wishing to go to Harvard are several. I feel that Harvard can give me a better background and a better liberal education. Did he just copy what he wrote to Princeton? Than any other university. So he basically wrote almost the same thing. I've always wanted to go there, as I have felt that it is not just another college, but is a university with something definite to offer. Then, two, I would like to go to the same college as my father. To be a Harvard man is an honorable distinction, maybe he wrote, and more that I sincerely hope I shall attain. So he used the word shall. Shall was a big word back then. You had to use that. That was signed April 23rd, 1935. They say attention is called to the new ruling that beginning in 1935, all candidates for admission by exam are required to take the Scholastic Aptitude Test of the College Entrance Examination Board. That's the SAT. So, wow. Then later they needed to take the SATs. I just think it's fascinating looking at, you know, these old applications. Also, interestingly, is on one of his applications, I think this was for Princeton, it asked if there was any medical issues that I guess could, trying to read this, and where it could, let's say, maybe interfere in any way. And he said severe illness last year and continued need for more weight may be a handicap. So you know how we all lie on applications and we go, okay, you know, I like, do you, right? Right? Do you have any issue that could affect your ability to work? And we all say no. He's honest. He said he had a severe illness last year and he also has a continued need for more weight. Well, that's, so the severe illness, I think he had colitis. He had appendicitis a few years prior to that. But one of the pictures of him in 1937, you already see the enlarged thyroid, and you see him very skinny and very tan. Tan from the Addisons. So fascinating stuff. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, this isn't going to be the most exciting, shall we say, segment, but it's something that I think you guys are going to start seeing trends, and there's going to be more and more regulations, I believe, in terms of labeling. And before you reach for something super yummy, there's going to be a smack in your face of, okay, there's health risks. Some of you might like that. Some of you might hate that. But I think we're going to start seeing some trends because we're starting to lose the fight, the obesity fight. We're getting more and more obese, and so are our kids. And that's a problem. It's a public health threat. It's a national security threat. And we need to address it. I'm just not sure what the most... Well, I do have some ideas on how to address the obesity crisis. But one thing they want to do is do more health warnings. So there was a study that was conducted in a mini mart laboratory, and it demonstrated that parents were less likely to purchase sugary drinks with pictorial health warnings on them, like juice and soda. As the first to examine whether these little pictured, you know, illustration health warnings on sugary drinks like juice and soda work, the findings of the study prove that this method of preventing sugary purchases worked, as the warnings reduced parental purchases of sugary drinks by their kids, for their kids, by 17%. They said by setting up a study space to mimic a convenience store shopping experience, their positive findings about the effects of image-based warning labels might highlight a possible approach to combating the global struggle with obesity. They say too many children globally, especially in the U.S., drink more than the recommended amount of sugary drinks, increasing the risk for obesity and diet-related chronic diseases. And, you know, it's interesting, because with my kids, I was like, okay, you have your milk and you have your water. And then what happened is I needed something a little sweet. I don't like milk, you know, and sometimes I just get sick of water. Look, it's my fault. And so I had cranberry juice or I had lemonade. Well, kids love that stuff. Well, then they want it too. And then all of a sudden for dinner, we have juice on the table. Why do we have juice on the table? That's not supposed to be a thing. And we do. And so, you know, there is a chance that if they start to do these labels, it will deter people from buying them. And a lot of us, we buy kids stuff. I mean, what's my favorite cereal? Well, I eat granola. I like having a little bit of granola in the morning. I can't do oatmeal, but I do a little bit of granola, and it kind of does the same thing that you guys are using oatmeal for. I won't get into too much detail, but I'm able to potty, go about my day, and be as energetic as I need to be. But one of my favorite cereals is Cocoa Krispies. Lucky Charms. What else is super yummy? Oh my gosh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh, you know why I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Because I don't like milk, but it turns your milk into a sugary, cinnamony drink. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And then I could just soak that up. No, but again, so I'm not buying that for my kids. I want my kids to eat something healthy for breakfast, but I buy that for me. And so warnings on things like that, you know, might actually help. I'm just not a fan of marketing that has to go against, where you have to market against yourself. You know, I found that a little odd, that with cigarettes, you had to have a label. You had to pay. If you have a product, you had to pay to put on your label that it can cause cancer. You know, it's just one of those things, or convenience stores. Remember they had to put up posters? I thought some cities required them to put up a poster of somebody with a tracheostomy, you know, a hole in their throat. And I just don't like forcing somebody to advertise against themselves. I do understand why, like with medications, you have to list side effects. But I don't know if you watch these commercials. Now when you see a pharmaceutical commercial, half the commercial is on all the side effects. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, we have Ambien. Can cause drowsiness. Well, of course it could cause drowsiness. It's a sleep aid, And they go, it could cause this. Now, interesting, I don't think the over-the-counter drugs have to do it as much. Because I don't hear a whole slew of side effects with Tylenol and Motrin and things like that. Or Mucinex, but you do hear it with brand-name pharmaceuticals. And so, you know, you listen to it, you hear all the side effects, and then you're like, all right, well, not for me. I don't know, it just seems a little odd. I don't know. I just, trust me, I want there to be clarity and transparency, but to have to advertise against yourself is a little odd. Now, I mean, maybe if a store is going to sell cigarettes, maybe then they put not something on the front door to deter people from walking in, but maybe they put something near the cigarettes saying, we're selling these, but keep in mind there could be risks. But then should they also do that for alcohol? If somebody's selling alcohol, do they need to put up a poster of a drunk driver that killed a kid? You know, I mean, if somebody is let's say, anti-diarrhea medication. Some of these anti-diarrheal medications may kind of act as an opiate, which kind of helps you stop pooping. And so some people are abusing those. Do you then have to... Yeah, that's why I think it's like, well, you know, where does it end? Everything has risk. Everything has a risk. But on the flip side, what we are consuming is kind of scary. What we have now considered to be a healthy meal is something that is overprocessed, overpreserved, oversalted, extra carbs or butter added to it, whether it's a hamburger or chicken sandwich or fish or whatever, fried with a Coca-Cola or juice. That you know, what we've decided was a healthy meal. You know, going to the diner in the 50s was a treat. I mean, it wasn't, you know, you used to eat a home-cooked meal. Mom was there that cooked, family cooked, you know, and then maybe on a Friday or Saturday night you'd grab a burger. The average person, their dinner is takeout. And COVID exacerbated that because people didn't want to go to the store. They didn't want to, you know, we can't be doing takeout. So I think, you know, this might be a small piece to helping the obesity crisis where, look, guys, we just want to remind you that some of this might not be the most healthy. But I think we really have to revamp how we're approaching food. Now, there are disparities by race and ethnicity, especially with different demographics of children with obesity. Authors of this study that was published in PLOS Medicine note there are higher rates of sugary drink consumption and obesity among black and Latino children compared to non-Latino white children. This is in part can be pointed to structural factors like targeted marketing. So they think some of these targeting marketings, you know, might be attracting people of different demographics. What I notice is I drink water more if I buy the bottles. I don't want to buy water. I refuse to buy water, but I do. I won't drink from the sink, or I won't, you know? And so a lot of these families, they'll go to Costco and they'll buy all these, well, be Smart Waters and Voss and Fuji. And so some families that have money might be, and so kids might have access, or they might see parents drink more water. Whereas if you could get a 99-cent bottle of Juicy Juice, that's cheaper than some of these bottles of water. So I think, you know, we also charge more. You know, organic food is expensive. Vegetables are expensive. You know, you could feed your family sometimes for $5 if a fast food place has 99-cent burgers. Yet I go and get groceries and I get some protein, I get some vegetables, I get some fruit, I get some starch, and I'm already at $100. So, you know, I think one thing we also have to do is maybe re-look at our cost for food. All we've been hearing about is grocery stores and food on the shelves and how expensive our food prices have gone up. McDonald's only went up 6%. So there's more inflation with our healthy food than our fast food. That's a problem. So trying to lose weight and trying to get rid of the obesity means, okay, we got to really improve our exercise. None of this only PE only 3 days a week. There should be exercise every day. Kids should be learning how to work out, how to hike. Some of our lessons should be done outside with us going on a hike. If you're talking about an English book or you're doing your book report, why can't that be done while you guys are walking around the school? Why can't you walk and teach? You know? Why aren't we telling people cut the meat, eat more vegetables? You don't have to turn vegan. But not every meal has to have a protein. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Islamic State's leader died during a U.S. military raid in northwestern Syria when he detonated an explosive that killed him and several family members as U.S. forces approached. That's according to President Biden. Biden labeling the ISIS leader as a major terrorist threat to the world.
He was the driving force behind the genocide of the Yazidi people in northwestern Iraq in 2014.
A big storm system is dumping rain, ice, and snow on a large portion of the country. It's mostly rain on the East Coast, but further west is an icy mix in states like Ohio and Kentucky. St. Louis is getting hammered with snow, and it extends all the way into upstate New York. Winter storm warnings stretch from Maine to New Mexico. The Dallas-Fort Worth area even seeing snow. USA Radio News. The United States is giving the thumbs up when it comes to sending money to help the Afghan people.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden is set to talk about a crackdown on ghost guns during his trip to New York City today. On Thursday, the Justice Department unveiled a new initiative that will train prosecutors on pursuing charges related to ghost guns, which are growing in popularity. They are weapons that don't have traceable serial numbers and are put together from at-home kits. Biden meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams over combating gun crimes. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the mandates for the vaccine, the drama's not over yet. Oh, man, 2022 is going to be so full of drama. I mean, look at what's going on with the NFL and Tom Brady. By the way, Tom Brady did do a farewell video, and it did include a shout-out to the Patriots because he got ringed for his other goodbye speech on Twitter, not including the Patriots. But the drama with vaccine mandates is not completely gone. Even though the Supreme Court ruled that OSHA did not have the authority to mandate that private businesses require, if they have more than 100 employees, people test or get vaccinated or they get fired, even though that was ruled not so much unconstitutional, but an overreach of OSHA, and they aren't allowing OSHA to do that, they did uphold vaccine mandates for medical sectors. And if you are a hospital or facility that gets Medicare or Medicaid funds, if you don't have a mandate, you'll lose those funds. Now, who does that hurt? Well, it hurts some of our most vulnerable populations, those on Medicare and Medicaid. So it just, these rules are hurting people. They're not, you know, yeah, they might hurt the hospital's bottom line, but if a hospital's like, well, to heck with this. So how have the hospital mandates been going since the Supreme Court ruling? Well, it turns out states are asking for federal waivers, especially in rural hospitals. So according to Becker's Hospital Review, the governors of West Virginia and Virginia have joined together to urge the Biden administration to grant a limited waiver of the COVID vaccine requirement at rural or state-run healthcare facilities. January 31st, a joint letter to CMS Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice cited severe staffing shortages. They are not in any position to start canning people from their rural hospitals because of a mandate when, like I said, vaccinated individuals are getting the virus too. He says, we recognize the legal process has left this interim rule in place. However, rural and state healthcare facilities in our states are facing an urgent staffing crisis that we believe necessitates relief from the rule. Now, the CMS rule, which the Supreme Court did uphold January 13th, requires healthcare facilities to establish a policy ensuring eligible workers are fully vaccinated. Exemptions are allowed based on religious beliefs or recognized medical conditions. But Governors Youngkin and Justice said they're concerned about the long-term effects on healthcare quality, particularly for residents in rural areas, if thousands of healthcare professionals are no longer allowed to work because of the rule. They requested that CMS provide a limited waiver to the mandate for rural and state-run facilities that are in a state of crisis, which could include flexibility on enforcement or a delay of the rule. And keep in mind, any medical facility that is in crisis, the CDC has already said COVID-infected staff can return to work. So people with active COVID, fully vaccinated, but active COVID, can work in hospitals now if they're in crisis mode. So why the hell are you guys asking hospitals to fire non-sick individuals, non-ill, who might have natural immunity or super immunity that obviously aren't sick right now? So you're letting a sick individual come in with COVID, but not somebody who isn't sick. So I was taking care of a patient. This was, I don't want to give any identifying information, but she's a nurse. And she was recently fired because of the mandate. And I was asking her about, she was calling for something non-COVID related. She didn't have COVID. And she was out of work. And I think it was something orthopedic. And so I said, look, do you need a note for work? And she said, no, I've been fired. I'm like, what happened? She's like, well, I didn't get the vaccine. And she's African American. And she goes, you know, some of my white coworkers have COVID. And they've been called to go back to work. She's like, why is it that a sick, this is what she said, a sick white nurse with active COVID can come back to work, but a black nurse who's not vaccinated but doesn't have active COVID can't and has to be fired? You know, this is, I didn't have an answer to that. And I'm like, look, I support the vaccine, but I totally get why some people choose not to. And that's why I don't think the mandate's fair. I can't explain why sick staff people can go back to work, but a non-ill person who's unvaccinated has to sit home while these hospitals are overwhelmed. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is also calling on the Biden administration to allow exemptions for rural hospitals to the federal mandate. So the agency said, CMS said they did receive the letter and will respond directly to Mr. Youngkin and Mr. Justice. It'll be very interesting to see where they go with this, because if you have a hospital, they are, you know, the governors are asking, you know, to repeal Obamacare. They're not asking to repeal mandates. They're just saying, look, can there be any relief we could get so we don't have to close down our rural hospitals and patients die because of this stupid rule? But they didn't say that, the stupid rule. I'm saying that. We'll see what happens. Now, this is interesting. A lot of people are like, yeah, you know, let the government run health care. Well, according to Providence, Rhode Island, I believe. Although there is a Providence, Maine, so I need to find out. But according to the Providence Journal, I'll double check. I'm believing it's Rhode Island. Leaked findings from a federal inspection of a state-run hospital revealed a, quote, mountain of deficiencies, including a, quote, failure to ensure infection control, surveillance, and failure to meet the requirements of Medicare dollars. The deficiencies cited within the report extend from infection control to patient safety to the condition of the facilities. This is a state-run hospital. I want to find out where it is. They say it is Eleanor Slater Hospital, Rhode Island. Okay. I like Rhode Island. Rhode Island's gorgeous. But apparently, they found there was an 8-member team of inspectors from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They found failure to provide nursing care in accordance with accepted standards of nursing practice, failure to ensure that the physical plant of the hospital was properly maintained, failure to ensure all patient medical record entries were legible, complete, dated, timed, and authenticated. Yeah, it's interesting. When I used to have patients in a hospital, I would get alerts and I would get calls all the time from the hospital saying, did you finish your note? Did you finish your note? All my notes were finished, but there might be an additional lab that I had to sign off on. And you'd keep running back to the hospital to sign off, because if you didn't complete the chart, I completed the chart, but there would be additional things added by other doctors that you had to oversee. And so people, if you have privileges, you need to be on it, and you need to make sure that even if something post your work was done, you review it. It's interesting how that works, and I don't know how you kind of heard, you know, all that cattle in terms of doctors everywhere. They say failure to meet the condition of participation relative to patient rights and patient safety. Not sure what the repercussions are, but this was one inspection. And so, you know, state-run hospitals, they get the stereotype. And I think many state-run hospitals can be run well. But if they're understaffed and if they're firing people for the mandate and if they're not bringing in enough dollars, you know, even though, yeah, they get Medicare dollars, they got to wait months for sometimes, you know, they might struggle. And so, you know, I don't think we're ready for anything socialized, people. Not yet. Please. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a little confused about opening ceremony because I thought the opening ceremony was supposed to be the 3rd, but I get it because it starts on the 4th in China. Many people are boycotting the Olympics because of, you know, China and, you know, the atrocities reported that genocide, all sorts of stuff, what happened with the virus. Others, they can't wait to watch the Olympics because our athletes are there. I don't know. I'm very mixed on this. I'm kind of numb. I think it's because, you know, we just had the Olympics the Japan, right, the Olympic, the Tokyo Olympics, and I am very irked that we have had no transparency coming out of China. It's very odd, these pictures we're seeing of people in hazmat suits and people still testing positive for COVID despite all these, I mean, all this plastic and sanitation, and I kind of worry a little bit about the athletes, that they're going to be okay being surrounded by so much sanitation, and they don't, you know, they had to wipe their phones, and what's that called when you kind of clean it? I don't know what the word is, so that nobody can hack and get information on you. There's been just so much fear and suspicion and tensions that it's just a little weird. But the opening ceremony is supposed to start 8 p.m. in China, which is 7 a.m. Eastern time. Beijing is 13 hours ahead of New York. So my guess is maybe tomorrow morning we'll see it. I don't know. It's going to be on NBC. And then there's going to be re-airs, and there's going to be streaming on NBC Olympics. Who's going to carry the U.S. flag? Bobsledder Alana Myers-Taylor and curler John Schuster were chosen. Now, I thought somebody just tested positive for COVID. Hold on a second. We've had a bunch of athletes test positive for COVID. Let me see if... Yeah. So I don't know if she's going to get to carry the flag. She's in isolation. So, yeah, this was according to USA Today. I don't think she's going to carry the flag. So, speed skater Brittany Bowe will probably take her place. Curler John Schuster. And that has got to suck for bobsledder Alana Myers-Taylor, because to carry the flag is a huge, huge honor. And for her to test positive, I don't think she has symptoms, but I guess she tested positive, and she's in isolation. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But multiple people have tested positive. They say athletes and team officials that are arriving still testing positive despite all the bubbles and things that they're doing. 11 positive COVID tests among 379 athletes. Now, mind you, considering Omicron is so infectious, I have to look at the glasses half full. I find that amazing that, you know, they only 11. But they said the testing, those tested positive are isolated in nearby hotels. They're going to avoid the bubble, avoid spreading COVID-19. The positivity test rate is now 2.9% for athletes and team officials. It's 0.66% for others at the games. And there's a three-day period from Saturday to Monday where the positive test rate was 40% higher for athletes and officials than Olympic workers arriving. So if it's coming from other countries, China wants to keep it out. They say on Monday, the rate of infections of those inside the Olympic bubbles was 100 times higher for athletes and officials compared to other workers. They say in total, 5 of the 3,100 tests from athletes and officials came up positive compared to just 1 of the 60,000 tests from media members, other workers, the stakeholders, they call them. So, you know, how is this happening? If they're having such a bubble, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at some pictures of their cafeteria. The food doesn't look, it looks like there's a lot of variety of food, but it doesn't look overly yummy. As a snowboarder, Sean White, and Maddie Maestro have given tours of the athletes' dining hall on TikTok. So you have stations for Chinese food, Asian food, pizza and pasta, world cuisine, salad, fruit, and dessert. But employees are in face shields, masks, gloves. Athletes have to wear masks and gloves when they collect the food. Members of the media have to eat in a separate cafeteria. Food is prepared by robots behind glass, and then it's delivered to tables with more robots. You got to see these pictures. These are, I might try to write a piece on it and then post it on my Twitter, but, or I'll try to be able to get some pictures and post them. But robots making the food, and then the food comes down, so like you order it, and it's, yeah, now I mean, I'm looking at some of the athletes. They're sitting there in these little plastic spaces, but obviously, so it looks like Beijing is trying to curb. I just don't understand why they have such low numbers. They have, like since the COVID pandemic began, about 100,000, I guess, and 4,000 deaths, 4,600 deaths. Not sure where those numbers came from, especially since I think COVID's been around since 2019, possibly got leaked, or there was a mishap in August of 2019. But anyway, we'll keep you posted. So hope the Olympic athletes and the U.S. team kick some butt. I just kind of wonder if somebody goes, oh, man, Sean White, you tested positive. Oh, darn. Because our... You know, our athletes really wanted to compete with you, Sean. You just got to... I hope somebody's really overseen who's testing positive and why. One died and four injured in a shooting on a Greyhound bus. In fact, an 11-year-old girl got hurt. I think 11... Yeah. Police said there was a dispute on the bus, and it led to the suspect shooting his gun. This is when the bus was parked at an AM PM in Oroville, California. Four victims were transported to local hospitals. A fifth victim was pronounced dead on the scene, despite life-saving measures. The 11-year-old is currently in stable condition. Other victims include a 25-year-old pregnant woman. She's in critical condition. A 30-year-old male who's in stable condition. Another 32-year-old male who sustained multiple gunshot wounds and is in critical condition. The suspect was Asahidi Elijah Coleman from Sacramento. He had a criminal record, they said, according to the district attorney. Witnesses said there were 10 shots fired. Police were able to locate 12 9-millimeter casings, expanded casings, and the suspect fled. He went to a Walmart. He was, quote, acting bizarrely. Then there were 911 calls coming from Walmart, and then he got into an altercation with another customer. You know, this is what's so frustrating. We're just randomly... You want to be on public transportation. You want to go to a store. You want to go to a King Supers, let's say, like in Colorado. Or you want to, and there are these random people that just shoot. And we don't know all, you know, we don't always know what their motive is. But, you know, we've kind of, when we grew up, we learned, okay, you know, one is don't get into an altercation with somebody. If you don't bug the bees won't bug you, sort of thing. Avoid certain areas where you might not, you know, feel as secure. And, you know, it's just so random right now. We're anywhere, malls, movie theaters. It's a very, very scary time, especially for employees, as people are doing the smash and grab. Wasn't there a store in New York? I think it was a Rite Aid, which is the whole thing got cleaned out. And the Rite Aid's like, you know what, we're closing. We're done. You know, the employees, they don't want to take on somebody who could shoot them. They're like, go take the toothpaste. I don't care. My life's worth more than this job. So we have a huge, huge crime problem. We also have very, very scary, disgusting people out there. So there was a girl, a teenager, 19 years old, Mormon, who had never left Canada, that met a boy online in England. She flew to meet him in the UK. He apparently stabbed her to death. So we're going to, you know, revisit some safety that we need with dating and our children meeting people online. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.